Hello again, Cozy Corner podcast friends. We're excited that you have joined our world to relax and learn. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, would you please help us out? We want to help as many kids as possible relax and sleep. So we need to spread the word on social media. Would you take a second and post a link to Cozy Corner Podcast on your Facebook, Twitter, and other social media? Thanks for helping us spread the word. Now on with the relaxing.
Hello, welcome back to Cozy Corner Podcast. I know you're looking forward to our deep dragon breaths. I am too. First of all, do you have everything you want for today's story? Are you in a quiet place? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before the story, you are going to do some things to help you relax and get ready. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking three slow dragon breaths. Breathe in, filling your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out. Pretend fire is coming out of your mouth and softly breathe in and out. That was great. Again, softly breathe in. Feel the cool air coming in your nose and filling your tummy. Softly breathe out, nice warm fire. One last breath in and feel your tummy getting bigger and out through your mouth. Great job. It's time to relax your whole body. Remember to keep doing your deep dragon breaths. Now, squeeze your toes together really tight with both feet. Pretend you are picking up a banana with your toes. Hold that banana tight with your toes, and now let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Pick up the banana again, hold it tight with your toes, and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. One more time, hold the banana tight with your toes and let it go. Remember to breathe in like a dragon and out slowly. Say to yourself, I am breathing in, now I'm breathing out. How do your feet feel? Lift your leg up and hold it in the air. Now, let it float down. Lift the other leg up. Hold it up. And let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float back down. Lift the other leg up, hold it up, and let it float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Lift one leg up, hold it in the air, and let it float down. Lift the other leg up, hold it up, and let it float back down. Remember to breathe in like a dragon and out slowly. Do you feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed? Now, squeeze your hands really tight into a ball. Pretend you're holding a shooting star inside your hands and have to hold on tight. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the star go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm? Or do they tingle? Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now, release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Now, let your arms float down. Take another dragon breath in and out. Feel the warm energy flow into your chest and arms. One more time, give yourself a big hug and squeeze. Let your arms float down and breathe in and out. Okay, find your shoulders and touch them. Now that you have found your shoulders, you are going to bring them up to your ears and squeeze. Let your shoulders fall back down and take a deep breath in and out. Again, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your shoulders and neck. One more time, bring your shoulders up to your ears and squeeze. Let them relax back down and breathe in and out. Okay, you're going to make a surprise face. Pretend you are opening a present. Your favorite toy is inside. Open your eyes wide, lift your eyebrows up, 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 and open your mouth. Keep everything open and up for 1, 2, 3, and let go. Take a deep breath in and out. Again, make a surprise face. Open your eyes wide. 1, 2, 3, and relax, and take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time, open your eyes wide, let your head relax, and breathe in and out. Finally, you're going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your feet, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, pull your shoulders up to your ears, and close your eyes and mouth. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight. 1, 2, 3, and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. 1, 2, 3, and relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, squeeze your whole body tight. 1, 2, 3, and let go. Take a slow, deep dragon breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for the story. Today at Cozy Corner Podcast, our story is Breaking the Ice. The sun streamed down onto the boat as it rested next to the dock. A thin layer of ice coated the surface of the water. Waves caused the ice sheet to roll. Occasionally, the waves would break through, flowing across the surface of the ice. Before the water could retreat back down, the wind cooled it, and the ice grew a little thicker. The little icebreaker enjoyed a sight that few boats ever saw. Not that they wanted to. Ice was a frightening prospect for most boats. Izzy the icebreaker watched as more and more ice formed on the surface of the lake. It was beautiful. She loved watching the ice sparkle as sunlight danced across the bumps and ridges. It would sparkle even more when she broke the sheets of ice into smaller pieces. Izzy imagined the sight of each edge glistening in the sun as she cracked the sheet of ice. Soon, it would be time to create open water for ships to travel on. For now, the icebreaker was content to watch as the ice began to stretch across the sea. As Izzy waited, mesmerized by the forming ice, she heard a horn in the distance. It snapped her out of her daydreams. The icebreaker looked around to see who had honked and whether they needed her help. As she scanned the horizon, the icebreaker noticed Tegan, the tugboat, hauling a barge. Oh! Tegan would definitely need her help getting into the harbor. With that realization, the little icebreaker started her engine and rumbled out to meet the tugboat. Ice cracked and rolled under Izzy's bow, creating a path to open water. The icebreaker slowly and carefully made her way out to the tugboat and her barge. Tegan smiled happily and said, "I'm so glad to see you, Izzy. The ice was feeling pretty thick. I didn't think I would be able to get in without your help." "That's what I'm here for," Izzy replied proudly. "Just follow me and we'll get you into the harbor safely." the little icebreaker turned around and began to break through more ice to create a wider path. Ice cracked and rolled under her bow, floating away to leave open water for Tegan to pull the barge through. Both boats moved slowly and carefully, Izzy breaking the ice and Tegan following. The icebreaker ended the wide path at the harbor, and the tugboat found a spot to safely park the barge. Izzy and Tegan both returned to their slips and turned off their engines. The tugboat thanked the little icebreaker. Izzy smiled and said, "You help so many boats and people. I'm happy to have the chance to help you." Tegan looked out where she had just come from and felt amazed. "Izzy, look at the ice," she said. "It's already growing back together." "Isn't it pretty?" Izzy said. "It's pretty cold today, so the water is freezing quickly. But since I think everyone is safe in the harbor, we can just watch it and enjoy. I like to watch how the waves roll over the top of the ice and freeze to it." Tegan marveled at how beautiful the ice was. She usually only thought of it as an obstacle, but since she was safe in the harbor, she could admire the beauty of the ice. "I like how the ice sparkles in the sun. What are the ridges out there on the sea?" the tugboat asked. "That's where I pushed the ice out of the way," the icebreaker replied. Izzy yawned as she rocked in her slip with the cool waves. The little icebreaker snuggled up tight to the dock. She felt a bit tired. Knowing everyone was safe, Izzy decided it was a good time for a nap. Rocking in her slip, the little icebreaker thought of all she had to be grateful for. Izzy was grateful to see the ice forming. She was happy to watch the sunlight sparkle on the frozen waves. Most of all, Izzy was thankful she had been able to help Tegan get safely into the harbor. She closed her eyes, squeezed herself tight, and then relaxed. The little icebreaker took a deep breath in and out. Izzy took another breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Izzy fell asleep, rocking back and forth as the ice crackled in the distance. Thank you for enjoying Cozy Corner Podcast. See you next time.